From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Kentucky, wildfires have already burned more than 150,000 acres this year, and dozens of fires are still burning. Carrie Perkins of the Kentucky Division of Forestry says it's the worst fire outbreak there in a decade.
It's bad. The National Weather Service in Jackson, about 20 miles from here, said unless they get 7.5 inches of rain in the next 7 weeks, this will be the driest year that we've had since they started keeping records in 1981.
And it's the drought that is causing the fire problem?
Yes. We haven't had any measurable precipitation at all here in eastern Kentucky in the last 15 days.
Now, eastern Kentucky forests are hardwood, are they not? I mean,
yes,
it's not like those pine trees and evergreens and whatnot that we see just flash into fire in California in the west.
That's true. We're primarily deciduous forest, hardwood forest. We do have some pine, but it's pretty much scattered.
Well, now, what does that mean for fire?
Well, the type of fire that we get in Kentucky is a surface fire or a ground fire, and it'll burn 4 to 5 feet up on the trees. But since it happens during the dormant season, and of course the leaves are off the trees, we don't ever get crown fires here unless it actually gets in one of these scattered stands of pine. So it's from that standpoint, it's entirely different than what you see in the west.
Does it kill the trees to have a fire around their knees like that?
The small trees it will kill, anything from about 4 inches in diameter smaller. On the larger hardwood trees, what it does, it cooks a section of the bark and kills a section of the bark. That it creates an open wound in the tree, but it doesn't kill the tree. And insects and disease get into that wound and will hollow out the inside of the tree and make it unusable for lumber. But you can have fires here year after year in these hardwood forests, and the forests come back out green again every year. So a lot of people, I think, mistakenly think that they're really not doing a lot of damage to the forest when it comes out green again every year, and they don't go up and notice the damage that's been done to the individual trees.
So how are you doing? I mean, you've got thousands and thousands of acres burning in Kentucky.
Well, we're containing the fires, but the biggest problem we have is with the arsonist. And 90% of the fires that we have are set by arsonists. Now, I can't begin to go into the psychology of why people do that, because I don't understand it. But sometimes we'll get a fire put out, and we won't even have left the scene where somebody else will come back out there, or maybe the same person, and light it all over again right across our line. We've had people go down the road in years past, I know, throwing lighted paper bags out the window. I just don't understand things like that, but they're very difficult to catch people under these circumstances, as remote as some of this country is out here. And then we actually have to see them in the act of starting it, and that makes it much more difficult besides.
So what do you think? Is this thing getting ahead of you because of the dry weather and arsonists? Are you going to be able to hang on?
Well, we're gonna have to hang on, but what we really need is rain. We need probably an inch of rain. A half an inch would do well. A quarter of an inch would just help us a little bit, but wouldn't put us out of the fire business.
Carrie Perkins, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.
Carrie Perkins is a public information officer and a forester for the Kentucky Division of Forestry. We reached him at his office in Hazard, Kentucky.